Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1738. Visible translated text is as follows. Rebuttal on behalf of Movant. Group 2. Dr. H.F. Harris. Movant introduced the following testimony of Dr. H.F. Harris, delivered on cross-examination at the original trial. Q. What did he, Mr. Dorsey, tell you to examine? What parts of the body did he tell you to examine? A. He told me he wanted me to examine the stomach and tell him all I could about it. Q. Had you in your own mind what you were seeking? A. There was some question of poisoning and you were seeking to determine by test for poison. A. Yes, sir. Q. Did you make a general examination for ascertaining that? A. I failed to test for alkaloid poisoning. The stomach contents was dismissed that from my mind, as soon as no poison. Of course, I was a matter of strangulation. A. Soon as I saw the girl, I saw it was a matter of no other character. You made no test to make this examination with? A. No, sir, I did not. Q. And kept it all by yourself? A. Yes. Q. Did you tell anybody? A. I did. I told Mr. Dorsey. Mr. Dorsey told me not to tell anybody. Q. I understand you told Mr. Dorsey and he requested you not to tell it. Did you call any other chemist as representing this man or anybody else to see any other things? A. No, sir, I don't remember. Q. How long before you made the examination did he talk to you? A. I don't recollect. Q. You may recollect when you made the first examination? A. It was on May 6th, if I remember correctly. Grounds 2 and 3. Joe Knight, sworn for the Movant, on or about the 10th day of April, 1914, as a notary public for Fulton County, Georgia, I took the affidavit which purports to be signed by Jimmy Mayfield in the case of the State of Georgia versus Leo M. Frank. This affidavit was read by me to said Jimmy Mayfield, and she stated same was the truth after it had been read to her. And after so stating, I swore her thereto, and she thereupon signed the same. There were present when this affidavit was taken, Dan S. Lahan, C.W. Burke, Herbert Schiff, sworn for perhaps others, C.W. Burke, sworn for the Movant. On the 23rd day of March, 1914, Mrs. Cora Falta made before me as a notary public, an affidavit which is hereto attached and marked as Exhibit A. I read the affidavit over to Mrs. Cora Falta before she signed it, and she stated that it was the truth and she agreed to it just as it now is in its present shape. Exhibit A mentioned above is as follows, 224 State of Georgia versus Leo M. Frank, Num. Fulton Superior Court. J. Extraordinary motion for new trial, personally appeared Mrs. Cora Falta, who upon oath deposes and says that she has worked at the National Pencil Company in the